We want to believe that there are shortcuts to success. We want to believe we can take a drug or we can do something that'll make it quick and easy. But the truth is, it takes grit. It takes persistence. So it's hard to understand what could happen to you in 10 years in a visceral gut way of what it means to have failed in life. And to me, failure in life is not having money. It's not realizing your potential. You're 60 years old and you said, I could have been this and I never did it. That's like the worst thought I think anybody can have. And you don't think about it in the moment because your life is okay. But you've got to wake up and understand that there's an urgency here. And that if you're not practicing something now, if you're not aware, if you don't have a path towards something better, you're rotting on the vine. And that day of reckoning will come at some point, and it will be painful. You're not going to feel it suddenly. It'll be slow, but it'll come and it won't be good.
Getting successful, it's not a magic trick. You have a say-so in that. You can decide to be rich, but you first have to think it. The difference between successful people and non-successful people is here. You have to change this. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're gonna keep getting what you've been getting. So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change.
Commit means to make it happen no matter what. See, when you make a commitment, I'm going to become wealthy. When you make it important, when you decide I'm going to do it no matter what, life changes for you. See, most people don't keep their commitments to their commitments. That's why they lead lives of poverty, lives of misery, lives of unhappiness.
We all get what we tolerate in ourselves and other people. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes. The difference in people is their standards, period.
Sometimes it's about consistency. Just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. You never stop, you never give up, and never quit. Day after day, play after play, second after second, minute by minute. You hear what I'm saying?
No matter what you face, no matter how bad it is going to be, when there is a challenge, anything that you're facing, the only way to overcome the challenges that you face is to start walking.
That all of us have something that we are supposed to do. That all of us have some goodness within us, and that goodness gives us a responsibility to manifest our greatness.
How do you overcome the suffering of life? Is be a better person. That's how you do it. Well, that's hard. It takes responsibility. And I think, you know, if you said to someone, you want to have a meaningful life, everything you do matters. That's the definition of a meaningful life. But everything you do matters. So you're going to have to carry that with you. Or do you want to just forget about the whole meaning thing, and then you don't have any responsibility because who the hell cares? And you can wander through life doing whatever you want, gratifying impulsive desires for how useful that's going to be. And you're stuck in meaninglessness, but you don't have any responsibility. Which one do you want? Well, ask yourself, which one are you pursuing? And you'll find very rapidly that it isn't the majority of your soul that's pursuing the whole meaning thing, because, well, look what you have to do that. You have to take on the fact that life is suffering. You have to put yourself together in the face of that.
The people in life that get what they want are the ones that aren't waiting for an external force to validate their dreams, to inspire them, to give them permission. It's the people that realize that success, that happiness, that control, it comes from the internal force. And what is the internal force? It's you. It's you. It's you being able to realize that no one's going to do the work for you. It's you realizing that you're never going to feel ready. In fact, even as you start working toward the things that you really want to do, you're definitely not going to feel ready, and you're going to feel outside your comfort zone. And that's normal. When you start to feel like you're stretching yourself and you're sticking your scrawny neck out there and you're taking some risks, that's amazing because you're growing.
People who earn large incomes aren't lucky, and they're not crooks, as those without money are so fond of pretending. Nor are they endowed with more brains or talent necessarily than their friends and neighbors. Nor are they privy to occult secrets. And only a very few were lucky enough to have had rich fathers or grandfathers. Most of the people earning the big incomes today started the same way you and I did, and most other people. The only difference between the men who earn big incomes and those who earn small incomes is that those earning big incomes decided to earn more. They're the people who made it their business to earn more. You see, people do what they make up their minds to do. So get rid of the ancient superstition once and for all that people who earn big money are special people, or lucky, or get the breaks, or had money to begin with, or knew someone, or are smarter, or anything else. These are alibis. They can all be disproved 1,000 times. The reason there are so many of these alibis around is that men who fail to make the grade financially are seldom honest enough to just admit that they really didn't try and keep trying. So in order to justify their failure, in order to remain seated, they dream up and pass along these old alibis. We're all self-made, but only the successful will admit it.
Life's easy when you live it the hard way, and hard if you try to live it the easy way. Self-discipline means living your life the hard way, resisting temptations and instant gratification in order to receive bigger and better rewards in the future. It's certainly easier to avoid all kinds of discomfort and indulge yourself whenever you want, but in the end, all that you get from that approach is fleeting pleasure, now at the expense of your future, which otherwise could have been much better. Consider a weak-willed person who, when faced with a challenge, immediately opts out. How likely is this person to achieve anything substantial in life if their primary value is to feel comfortable? How is this person going to manage a crisis that they must face? Even a relatively insignificant problem can become an insurmountable obstacle for a person who's been living a sheltered life and always avoided what's difficult or disagreeable. Now, contrast that with a person who voluntarily makes his or her life harder. They seek out and welcome challenges as opportunities to grow. Each self-imposed affliction strengthens them so that fewer and fewer difficulties in life overwhelm them. Day by day, they immunize themselves against problems precisely because they seek them out. When life deals them an unexpected blow, they're ready to handle it because, thanks to living their lives the hard way, they're always ready for hardships. When you look at some of the most successful high performers, it might be tempting to say that they were born this way. They're talented, end of story. In fact, talent, while undeniably makes life easier, is but one part of the equation. I used to be a shy and fearful person. If you compared me, the awkward outsider, with the most successful guys at school, you could say they were born talented to be popular, liked, and as alpha male as you could get. Well, I didn't have such luck. However, my apparent misfortune turned out to be a source of strength because it provided a spark to introduce big changes in my life. By continuously pushing my comfort zone, I not only overcame social shyness and improved my communication skills, but also developed high self-confidence and overcame other fears in my life. I might not have been born with the talent to be a people person. I still prefer solitude to crowds, but with self-discipline and consistent work, I still achieved astounding results. Next time, before you complain that you don't have a talent for something or weren't born this way, remind yourself that self-discipline, in many situations, can more than make up for a lack of inborn traits. Your choices are made in a moment, but their consequences will transcend a lifetime. Humans have the capacity to act against their urges in exchange for a better future. Unfortunately, many people live by the principle of if it feels good, do it, and if it doesn't, don't do it. Caving into your temptations whenever you feel them emerge is like relinquishing your humanity in a way. As an intelligent human being, you have an ability, and I dare say an obligation, to make decisions that are based on rational thinking, not on your instincts alone. Strive to be a better human and embrace your humanity by exercising your willpower muscle instead of succumbing to your most primal and least helpful for your long-term goals. Part of the brain. Your most primal instincts may provide temporary comfort, but seldom are good for the long term, except when there is a direct threat to your survival.
When I first got into endurance events, I loved the breakdown phase because the suffering made me feel alive and reminded me that I'd gone all out. This time, I didn't relish it in the same way, but I knew that breakdown was a byproduct of an all-out effort, and that if I explored the crevices of my mind, I would find valuable lessons which tend to spill out with any unraveling. Most people prefer to avoid breakdowns like this because the suffering can be so overwhelming. It just might mark you forever. I embrace breakdown and welcome the scarring. There is a hell of a lot of information in scar tissue. Scars are proof that the past is real. Physical scars never go away, and when you look at them, they can bring you right back to a specific place in time. But the scar tissue that builds up around that old injury is weak. Professional fighters who've been hit in the face thousands of times bleed faster than those who have never been punched. Once you've been cut deep, you are forever vulnerable to bleeding. The same is true for the mental and emotional scars that we all carry with us. The scars we cannot see. They might be invisible, but they affect us much more severely than physical scars. Mental and emotional scars are our weak spots, and they can open up just as easily as physical scars unless we do the work to strengthen them. If you haven't dealt with your scars, they can alter your life's path. You will be prone to failure during difficult physical and emotional situations, whether that's during an athletic event, at work, or in your home life. And eventually, you will land back in front of your mirror that never lies. Breakdown is its own kind of mirror. Whatever you're made of is laid out in front of you clear and plain. Your history and mindset become a weathered old map, ridged with your scars. And if you read them like an archaeologist on a dig, you might uncover the code you need to rise again and become better and stronger. Because there is no transformation without breakdown, and there is always another evolution, another skin to shed, a better or deeper version of ourselves waiting to be revealed. I did a quick inventory of my scars as I faded into that slippery headspace between waking and dreaming. Psycho Pete's voice trailed off, and another familiar yet faint voice that I couldn't quite place called out to me. David, wake up. My memory convulsed and bled into my reality, and I couldn't tell where I was or what was real. David, he said gruffly, louder this time. Time to get up, boy. It was the voice of my grandfather, Sergeant Jack Gardner. Unlike those who embrace affectionate nicknames like Pop Pop, Papa, or Grandpa, he'd instructed me to call him Sergeant Jack, and that set the tone for how things were going to be between us. Oh yes, he left more than a few scars etched in my brain, and he was shaking me awake, just like old times.